John from Australia has asked this question. Is it essential to have an independent chairperson at an AGM changeover? It's not necessary to have an independent chairperson unless A, your rules dictate it, or B, it's the custom of your organisation. Even if it is the custom, though, it isn't necessarily the best thing to do to have an independent chair. It really depends on the situation. But there's no requirement. If, however, there are any contentious issues coming up at the AGM, it may be wise to have an independent chairperson. Independent chairs are great whenever there is conflict or, in some cases, totally opposing factions, or where the chair is so embroiled in an issue that they cannot impartially chair the meeting. I'm frequently hired to be an independent chair, and it's nearly always when there is conflict. But sometimes it's because the elected chair is just lacking in confidence or feel that they don't have the skill to chair the meeting. Chairing a meeting is most certainly a skill, particularly when there's conflict.